Divine sisters and brothers, greetings. Welcome to the 3D show on Raj Yoga Meditation. The meditation experience. The aim of this show is to share the right perspective of Raj Yoga Meditation and its practice for a better living. While there is practically no substitution to the constant internal efforts and practice of Raj Yoga Meditation, this short film gives its complete picture and the ease with which it can be practiced in our routine. You may practice this meditation time and again, as many times as possible, for the benefit of self and world peace. By doing so, at least twice a day, you can spread peaceful and loving vibrations to the self and to the people all over the world who are going through untold suffering. Practicing meditation helps in overcoming stress, tension, depression, loneliness, vices like anger, jealousy, and many other negative tendencies. It complements medication and accelerates healing of diseases. One can attain peace of mind, purity in life, experience eternal energy, harmony, and a blissful life. Regular practice of Raj Yoga gives us 8 inner powers, namely power to pack up, which is ability to mold our thoughts and emotions, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to cooperate, power to tolerate, power to face, power to withdraw, and power to accommodate. For practice, you may select any place, posture, and time of your choice and convenience. You can practice it either in solitude, when sitting, or even while you are carrying out your daily activities. The word yoga means connection, the connection with God. Raja means king, that is to be the master of the self. So, more than physical aspects, Raj Yoga is about our internal thinking and attitude, silent contemplation, reflection, being in the awareness of the self as soul, and absorption in the loving remembrance of God. Let us now go through an inner journey of self-realization, which involves understanding the self as a soul, an accurate introduction of God, and connecting to Him with love. I have been creating thoughts ever since I was born. I keep performing one activity or the other, seeing, hearing, eating, drinking, using my hands or legs, and of course, breathing. I never cease thinking. I never stop working. During my lifetime, I keep remembering so many things, so many people, and so many incidents. But after all, who am I? Where have I come from? Where will I go back? Who is that I who is performing all these activities? I am a soul, very tiny, invisible, and subtle point of sentient divine light, a metaphysical entity. As long as I, the soul, reside in the body is said to be living. When I, the soul, leave the body, it is said to be a corpse, and this occurrence is called death. However, I, the soul, continue to exist. I, the soul, am referred to as life. It is I, the soul, who is the life energy. I, the soul, am the one who thinks. I, the soul, am the one who makes decisions, and am responsible for all the actions performed by the body, either voluntary or involuntary. It is I, the soul, who carries all the impressions which are the results of actions performed or thoughts made. This is also known as the subconscious, and it is within me, the soul, that the memory is stored. Yes, I am a soul, and soul is what I am. Consciousness is the characteristics of I, the soul. Within me, that tiny subtle point of light, limitless processes take place. I, the soul, am infinitesimally small in size. I am indestructible and indivisible. No weapon can cut me. I can neither be burnt by fire, nor be blown away by wind, nor will I, the soul, get wet. No physical material can block the movements of I, the soul. I, the soul, am immortal, imperishable, and my existence is eternal. I, the soul, am beyond gender. I acquire a body which could be male or female. I reside behind the center of the eyebrows. Seated in this location, I, the soul, manage every organ of the body through the brain. I, the soul, am the one who moves the hands and legs of the body. The thought of moving them first comes in my mind, which is a faculty of I, the soul. Later, that thought comes into action. I am the one who uses the throat, mouth, and tongue in order to speak. I, the soul, feel the effect of hunger or thirst. The bodily organs perform the act of eating or drinking only on my direction. I, the soul, hear the sound vibrations through ears and brain. If something touches the body, the sensation is felt by me, the soul. Similarly, it is I, the soul, who sees through the eyes. Whatever scenes I observe through the eyes are observed by me, the soul. I am responsible for the actions I perform. I, the soul, have the knowledge naturally within me of how to operate the body. the law of karma is always acting. I reap the good fruits or enjoy for my good deeds, and I suffer for my bad acts. I, the soul, innately know what is good and what is not good for me. The world passes through a cyclic time of four eras. I undergo the cycle of birth and death in this huge world drama stage. I undergo ups and downs in each life. In other words, my energy levels keep changing between high and low, good and bad, positive and negative, and so on. I need someone higher than me from whom I can keep receiving virtues and strength. Who else can he be other than God, the Supreme Soul, the Almighty? Who is God? How to think of him? How can I get strength from him? And how to have practical and real link with him? It is not possible to have a link without having a proper understanding of him. So, let us make an effort to understand God. God is a divine point of light and might. He is the Almighty. He is a self-luminous point of light. He is always perfect and ever pure. He has no physical body or form. He is incorporeal. He is the ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, ocean of purity, an ocean of bliss. He is called by different names like Shiva, Ishwar, Allah, Jehovah, and so on. The meaning of Shiva is benefactor. His abode is far beyond this physical world of earth, the moon, the sun. Countless stars. It is called Param Dham. It is a world of silence. God resides here. It is also the home of all souls. This is the place I have come from, and this is where I go back. It is a world of subtle golden red light which is beyond the barriers of space and time. He has already descended in the present world to establish a perfect world. A world of complete peace, happiness, and prosperity, where sorrow is unknown. Thank you. Now, let me be in soul consciousness, that is, being in the awareness that I am a soul and lovingly remember God. This is the way to receive the abundant energy, strength, knowledge, peace, love, and happiness from Him, the Almighty. Throughout my lifetime, I have been remembering so many people. Now, let me think of God. He is my Supreme Father, Mother, Supreme Teacher, Sadguru, Supreme Guide, Supreme Friend and Companion. Let me remember Him. As I remember Him, let me feel that love for Him. Just as I remember my near or dear ones, the ones who have helped me, similarly, let me remember Him with love. I keep thinking and remembering of that most beautiful being in the world. As I remember Him, I keep receiving whatever He has. He is the ocean of all powers and virtues. Knowledge, peace, happiness, bliss from Him start flowing into me. I know I have always been influenced by the ones I remember. But now, let me allow God's influence into my life. Dear God, You are my Supreme Father, Mother, Teacher and Preceptor. You are my Supreme Protector. You are my true friend, companion, guide. You are the ocean of love and peace, the ocean of purity and bliss. You are the ocean of kindness and mercy. You are so near to me. In Your protective side, I am always totally secure. You have helped, protected, and guided me so many times. In Your everlasting company, I experience unlimited joy. In Your loving remembrances, I forget all sorrow and restlessness. In Your grace, I am peaceful, I am blissful, a loving soul, a pure soul, a divine being. I realize that like me, everyone is a unique soul, and all the souls in this world are Your children. This whole world is my divine family. Let me spread the fragrance and sweetness of unity and brotherhood, peace, love and faith unto this great family of mine. Just as I keep remembering my near and dear ones, let me be in the remembrance of God even as I keep doing my regular activities.